Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. I thank you for tuning in to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We do thank AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer, for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about the upcoming Louisiana Homesteader Conference, where attendees will learn about homesteading food and food production, as well as preservation in their own backyards. So stay tuned to the show for some very interesting information. It is Saturday, September the 28th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Keel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the September-October issue, The Best of Times, at one of our 270 distribution locations. We do thank you for the many compliments about our magazine. We do appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you're unable to find a printed copy at one of our 270 distribution locations, please remember to visit our popular website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour, and also you can download and view the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out a TBT newsletter via e-blast to over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers who reside in Caddo and Bossier parishes. It provides them with a link to read our current issue as well as Silver Pages, but also provides them lots of additional educational articles and information that is not found in our printed magazine. Join the many thousands who are receiving this newsletter via their email address. It's free of charge. Just visit our website and subscribe to be receiving this particular TBT newsletter. Great news, our friends at Ernest Arlene's has brought back the Best of Times special dinner on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at highly discounted prices. It is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Thursday night Best of Times special to make advance reasurbations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, 318-226-1325. Make plans to attend the largest Senior Boomer Expo in the state of Louisiana. This will be our 14th annual Senior Day Expo at the Louisiana State Fair. Take place on Wednesday, October the 30th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Gala Big Top Tent at the main entrance of the Louisiana State Fair. Of course, admission is free. Parking is free, lots of fun, entertainment, hundreds and hundreds of giveaways, mini door prizes, health screenings, vaccines, and other and information from our over 120 exhibitors. Attendees can also register to win special door prizes valued at over $1,000 each. Pick up the current September-October issue of The Best of Times to learn more information about the upcoming Senior Day Expo at the Louisiana State Fair on Wednesday, October the 30th. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to The Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Hunting Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas. Thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Dr. Ronald Strahan. Strahan, is that how you pronounce it?
Strahan.
Strahan. That's an interesting way to spell it. Okay, Strahan. He's the regional director of the LSU Ag Center, and he's coming on my show to discuss his upcoming conference called the 2024 Homesteader Conference that will take place October the 11th and 12th in Bossier City, where attendees will learn about homesteading and food production as well as preservation in their own backyard. So thank you, Doc, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what's your role at the LSU Ag Center.
So I was a professor on campus in Baton Rouge, but I had statewide responsibilities. I'm in agriculture. That's my area of expertise. And I would make trips up to the Northwest region to the Shreveport area and surrounding parishes with my old job, working with producers, working with county agents. And about 2 years ago, I had this opportunity to come up to Bossier, to the Red River Research Station. That's the home of the Big Red Barn. And I took over the research station there and the research station in Homer, which is the Hill Research Station. And I'm responsible for 12 parishes where we have all the county agents, all the nutrition and consumer health agents, and our 4-H agents. So I have all those parishes and those two research stations. At those research stations, my scientists do world-class research for the last 75 years.
And, wow.
And it really, it's all about making producers more profitable. We do work in irrigation, looking at different varieties, all kinds of work there at these stations. In the Hill Research Station, we do a lot of beef cattle work, a lot of forage work, pasture work there. But these are just great facilities that have been serving the farmers for years and with outstanding scientists.
So we're going to get into it, but do the farmers come to you to learn these new techniques, or you go to them and educate them?
We do a lot of both. Now, we'll have yearly field days at these research stations where we'll invite farmers out to look at our research, with our scientists are very good working with producers, and so we'll have field days where they'll show off their research and new techniques, and the farmers can take that research back to their own farms and become more profitable. That's what we've been doing for the past 70 years, and you might wonder, you saw that big red barn on the side of the road. What's going on behind that big red barn? And that's really what's been going on. It's been
a lot of
research over the years. It's really helped lots of producers.
Well, and also it helps the world. It helps the community, right?
It feeds the world, you know, and so it's been such a big deal.
And so, you know, again, the research leads to getting more produce done, healthier, more abundance of it, right?
That's right. And farmers, you know, without farmers, we would all starve, you know, and what's made this country so great is the fact that we've been able to feed ourselves because our farmers are so productive. And so that's where we've had a role in the Northwest part of our state with our two research stations here, making farmers more productive, teaching them new techniques that we're learning through research trials. So that's what we've been known for the past.
So that's your main focus. And
the other thing,
you hire these experts to do that, right?
That's it. These are scientists. These are PhD scientists that are, you know, highly regarded, top-notch people, and their goal is to make producers more profitable. The other thing we're known for at that Red River Research Station is our tomatoes. You know, we have greenhouse tomatoes that I have someone there. Her name is Carrie Lott, and she produced with her crew. They make these greenhouse tomatoes, and they have them at times of the year when you just can't get fresh tomatoes. I call her the tomato whisperer because she's so good at this. And, you know, so from mid-October to December, we'll have tomatoes that taste like you pulled them off a vine at your backyard in June and July. And then we'll do this again from March to July. We'll have tomatoes when no one else has tomatoes. But that's kind of what we've been known for. People come from miles around.
Yes, I've heard of that. I think we've,
for our tomatoes,
wife and I have been there. That's right.
Yeah.
So again, what leads to the research? So that's your major focus is you hire these experts, you have these scientists to conduct, to increase farm profitability, but what's the impetus? What do they hear about something in other parts of the world, and we should test this here?
Yeah, that's really a lot of it is we hear, you know, we're out there at these conferences, and we know what's going on in other parts of the world, but our main goal is to serve Louisiana producers, and so we work through our county agents, and we learn what producers are having trouble with. You know, for instance, at the Hill Research Station, we have a scientist. He's a young scientist. We just hired him, and his work is going to be focusing on heat tolerance for cattle. You know, one thing I noticed when I moved up here to Shreveport 2 years ago is this has got to be one of the world's hottest places, you know. and so we have cows are out there in the field, and they don't have a lot of shade, and they're not productive often because of heat issues. And so that's an area that he's focusing on. You know, it's Africa hot in Shreveport.
That's an interesting term. I haven't heard that in a while.
Well, that's my own term. But he's focusing on heat tolerance, and that's just an area that of his interest is going to definitely affect farmers in the future. How do we make our animals more heat tolerant so they're more productive?
And I'm just thinking of a silly comment. They're probably going to attach a little portable battery-powered fan on the little on the cattle.
You know, I'll pass that on to the scientist. He may try that. Yeah.
How interesting as well.
Yeah.
So, but you also tell them about irrigation, about wasting water.
We do.
Huh?
We have a state specialist. She's a PhD. She is excellent. That's Stacia Conger. She does a lot of work with irrigation. That's her area of expertise. And using irrigation more efficiently is something she focuses on. And so it's all about, again, making that producer more productive, more profitable, and keeping the United States in the lead when it comes to agriculture.
Because, you know, I think some of my listeners out there were saying, well, they're just going to water the plants or water the fields. It's not just a matter of just watering them, right?
There's not. There's a science behind it. There's, you know, factoring soil type and, you know, plants, the actual crop you're growing. So there's a lot more involved in it, and she's actually an engineer. You know, that's her irrigation engineer, so that's her area of expertise. We pretty much have a scientist for every issue. You know, there's a lot of poultry production in Louisiana. It's our mm-hmm. number one animal crop, really.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay.
It is. It's and so we just hired someone who got his degree from Georgia, and he just started back in July, and he's just exceptional, and he's now working with our poultry production industry in the Northwest region, really throughout the state, but mainly in the Northwest area.
That is definitely a kudo. Well, luckily we're recruiting people to come to Northwest Louisiana. That's nice.
We are.
And I know there are other locations. How many similar centers are there in the state of Louisiana?
So we have 15 research stations where
15
research stations where research is conducted. There's like in the southwest part of the state where there's a lot of rice production. We have the Rice Research Station. Again, that's a world-renowned facility with great scientists where a lot of new varieties have been developed at that research station. So just throughout the state, the footprint of LSU with agriculture and its impact on the world is unbelievable, really, you know, through the years. And the scientists that we've had through the years have just been unbelievable, you know, and what they've contributed to feeding the world. And it's a story that we need to really get out there.
Well, you do need it. The accolades and the accomplishments and the impact,
absolutely,
not just in our area,
absolutely,
but throughout the world. I would highly recommend you do that.
Yeah.
So one other follow-up question. Does the Ag Center also concern about pests and different pests that attack plants, that attack animals, that attack chickens? I mean, that's, to me, would be so serious if something got out of whack, right?
Yeah. So you know, Louisiana is a hot, humid state. It's got a long growing season, but it's a long growing season for insects, too. And so we battle insects like crazy. And so we have entomologists throughout the state that are, you know, PhD, professor of entomology, scientists throughout the state. And they do a lot of research in that area. And we also have plant pathologists that work with diseases. So pretty much anything that's going to attack a plant, we have someone who is in charge of that area. We have There's these microscopic worms that attack plants called nematodes.
Microscopic.
And we have a nematologist that you know, that works with those microscopic worms, trying to find a way to control them. So, so there's so many areas of expertise. Wild hogs, you know, is another area. Wild hogs do millions of dollars worth of damage, and we have experts that are developing baits to try to kill wild hogs and not harm other wildlife because. The impact of wild hogs has been devastating to producers. And we, at our Red River Research Station,
I haven't heard about it in Louisiana, but I've
heard
it in Texas.
It's a tremendous problem. The Red River Research Station, where they're in Bossier, where the home of the Big Red Barn, there's tons of wild hogs there. And we're battling them because they get into our research there and really tear up some of our plants. It's hard to deal with them. You know, they're unbelievable. They reproduce like crazy, and you know, we have scientists that are working on ways to manage the wild hog.
Well, that is remarkable. Yeah. So, wow, you have a lot of. So, how many employees at the LSU Ag Center here in Bossier?
I wish you hadn't asked me that.
But, don't worry.
That's probably about counting our research station and our county agents and everything. I would say about 30.
That's a nice group of individuals.
Because we have about 20, 25 at the research station there, Red River Research Station.
So that's a lot of professionals handling
it. It is.
A lot of responsibility. I'm sure the farmers and the poultry people and the cattlemen and others really appreciate your work.
I feel like we make an impact, and I know the producers are happy. It's their tax dollars at work. I mean, you're paying for this. You should be getting something from it. And so I think your tax dollars are working. At the Red River Research Station. Caddo Parish has an extension office, and we have our county agents there. We have our 4-H agents there. Our nutrition agents are there. So every parish in the state has an LSU Ag Center extension office, and we have county agents. We have 4-H agents there. And so we have a footprint in every parish.
Well, and also you have a footprint at the Louisiana State Fair, right?
We do. That livestock show there at the State Fair coming up at the end of October. LSU is very much involved in that.
They are,
very
definitely.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So the new initiative of your Red River Research Station is what?
Well, you know, so we've been a research station for years, mainly just working with producers, but we got Shreveport and we got Bossier, this population next door. And we're not very far, you know, we're just 3 or 4 miles down the road. And we want to have more of an impact in this city and more of an impact in the surrounding areas. And so that's called extension. And so this research station hasn't done a lot of that. And I came here a couple of years ago and I thought, wow, you know, there's a lot of interest right now in going back and raising your own food and having a garden and maybe having some backyard animals. There's a lot of interest in that right now, so why don't we target that? We have scientists, we have county agents that have vast knowledge of growing plants and growing and having animals, you know, and animal scientists.
And so, growing it the correct way.
Growing it the correct way.
Not having the plant and it dies next week.
That's right. So putting the right plant in the right place, growing the right varieties here that fit well for the Arklatex. So we have those scientists in place, and the taxpayers have paid for this, and we're going to give it to them. And so that's where we have this homesteader conference that we're talking about, where we're teaching people how to go back and learn how to do some of these things. I think we lost a generation maybe when it comes to raising your own food and being able to process that food, maybe being able to preserve that food. We've kind of lost a generation. I know my parents – it was a way of life for us. You know, I grew up in the late 70s and 80s. It was a way of life. We were always preserving food and growing big gardens. And it's called homesteading now. Back then, we just called it surviving, you know, because we were just trying to
Good point.
Putting food in the freezer.
Well, likewise, I grew up there, and my parents had a big yard and had a big garden, and he loved plants. And yeah, I think he had like 15 different – Dad had 15 different fruit trees of all shapes and size, pears and figs and pecans.
That's something that we feel like has been lost through the years. You know, you go to Walmart and you get your food. You ask a kid where food comes from, and they'll tell you probably Walmart or the grocery store. But we want parents, we want grandparents, we want people to be able to raise their own food, you know, to be able to know where that food came from, and realize that you don't have to have a PhD in agriculture to have a backyard garden.
That's a good point, too. Yeah. You have to have a PhD. Yeah. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Dr. Ronald Strahan.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't catch that today.
Michael Strahan.
Huh, Michael Strahan, okay.
The football player. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
true, yeah. okay. Related?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, take credit for it.
No.
He's the regional director of the LSU Ag Center, and we're discussing the upcoming conference, a 2024 Homesteader Conference that will take place on October the 11th and 12th in Bossier City. So, again, let's talk a little bit about the interest in homesteading and what brought about the interest.
Well, that's a very good question. I think it's always been there. There's been a certain number of people that have always loved to raise their own food. You know, people love to garden. But I think really it was our COVID situation that occurred.
Good point.
You know, when you go to the grocery store and you look at those shelves and they were pretty light with food and people were kind of panicking. I know at that time I hadn't raised a garden in a while, and my wife was all over me about it. You know, I was home for a little while. And so I put a garden in, and at the time I was in the Baton Rouge area, not a very large backyard, and so I got some 5-gallon cans and drilled some holes in it, and I raised tons of tomatoes and cucumbers and squash just in 5-gallon buckets there.
Wow.
And but it really gave us a sense of peace, you know, because we knew that we can go out to the garden and eat something. I also have a fig tree out there, I felt like, you know, that's a sense of peace you have when you're raising your own food, and it's a good feeling, too. You know, you're in more of control of your life. You're sustaining yourself, and you're not depending so much on that grocery store or something else, you know, like trying to get food to you. So I think that really started it, and I look, there's lots of websites on it, and there's a lot of crazy information out there, but there's a lot of interest in it. You know, people want to maybe leave the city. Maybe crime sometime runs them out, you know, or there's some reason they're leaving and they're buying a few acres, or they're buying a house in the country and they want to raise their own food there. And so, or they'll go to Tractor Supply, or they'll go to a feed store and they'll buy some chicks at Easter.
Yeah.
And then what, you know, I have no idea what to do with it. You'll go on the internet and there'll be some crazy information on there. Well, you know, you come to this, like to our events, and you'll speak to our professors or our people who know exactly what to do. But really, that's what brought it on, is just there's so much interest and there's so much false information out there. And
okay.
So what we talk about is research-based homesteading, where it's based on research, based on science, you know, and you're really in control, but you are learning from our experts. And, you know, you go buy your chickens, you'll know what to do with them. Or you have a garden, you know which varieties to plant. Because with our talks at this Louisiana Homesteader Conference, we have like 19, 20 talks. And you'll have a lot of base knowledge about how to grow a garden, you know, how to have fruit trees and how to process chickens, you know. It's a dirty thing to think about, but, you know, chickens, you don't just go to Walmart and buy a pack of chicken. So if you buy those chickens, you could raise them, you know, for eggs, of course, but they're also a good source of protein. But no one knows how to process a chicken now. You know, that's
sure.
been years since
yeah.
people have done that or have learned how to do that. But we'll have a class on that on October the 11th from 9 till 12 on processing chickens. And we'll actually do the deed, you know.
I remember my grandmother doing that, having the chickens in the back, and I was sad when that was going to happen.
It can be sad, but, you know, if we're all starving,
that's right.
The sadness will kind of go away as you taste that delicious chicken, you know.
Or we're Greek, or when the little lamb that we were taking care of for a couple of years. Well.
That's the sad end. It's hard for me because, you know, I have pets, but you have to stop thinking about these animals. If you get into that situation, they're more of food after you start looking at them a little while, you know.
Who is the typical attendee for the homesteading conference that you'll be having?
So last year we had our first one, and we didn't advertise it very well, but we had a huge crowd. So we're expecting a huge crowd again. And so it's everybody, you know. It's going to be people that are just bought some acreage or are looking to buy acreage, you know. And so we'll have vendors there, including real estate people who will be there, vendors that will be there who might help you find that land. Or it's people that already have property or people that just have a backyard, you know. They want to be to learn how to be responsible, more responsible for their food. So it could be the novice, somebody who's never even looked at a garden or been in a garden, or somebody who is, you know, raised a prize pumpkin before, you know. So we're all a range of knowledge levels, beginners to experts will be there.
I've heard.
And from all over the area. You had people from Arkansas and Texas and South Louisiana.
We welcome them. They're probably listening to this show. So we invite them to come down. Mm-hmm. So the ideal of having homesteading, I think, even pertains. I was recently got a report that even communities, subdivisions, are considering having a community garden, a community vegetable garden, et cetera,
that's right.
et cetera.
There's a lot of that going on.
And this this should help educate them how
to do
it.
Those people need to come to our conference, because we'll have a speaker that's the Louisiana State Vegetable Specialist, an expert in that area that will teach you. In fact, I think her title is Kiki Fontenot. Her title is How to Have Your Best Garden Ever, or Best Varieties for the Arklatex. And so and she was there last year in the tent. It's all outdoors. This whole event is all outdoors, so we're praying for no rain. But all these talks will be in tents, and these tents were full of people. And so this year we're having these talks. A lot of these talks are going to be done twice during the day.
Great idea.
If you missed it the first time, you can come back again. We'll have actually three locations where talks are going to be going on, ongoing, all, especially on Saturday, all day long. And so it will be spaced out where people can go to these talks. We have all kinds of talks. And I think from a novice to someone who's an expert in homesteading would benefit.
So if somebody considering it first time, this would be an opportunity. They don't have to know a lot about the subject, but you're going to be educating them to begin that.
That's right.
In their own backyard, in acreage, and in a subdivision. Because I know a lot of people out there consider doing it and maybe not doing it correctly, and they get upset. They might buy some plants from Home Depot or Walmart, and they get frustrated. I know one of my neighbor gets frustrated every year. She buys some things and nothing ever continues.
Well, we all watch these shows where the gardens are beautiful, and or, you know, we'll see these gardens where they're beautiful, but there may be just a little bit here and there that you're not doing right. Maybe the wrong variety, maybe the wrong location. It could be something wrong with your soil. So we do soil testing, you know. So that's another area. You know, when you're not feeling well, you go to the doctor, he'll probably do a blood test. Where our blood test in agriculture is a soil test. So that soil test tells us a lot about what's going on or what's going wrong with that plant and why it's not doing very well. That's the first thing we reach for, is a soil test, just to see. And so I'm sure we'll have boxes out there, soil test boxes for people to get, and they can go back and test their soil. Well, what do you do with that information? Well, that's where our county agents come in on that. You know, they'll be able to interpret your soil results, tell you what you need to do to your soil to make that soil super productive. And, again, based on science, you know. And so that's what we can provide that the taxpayers have already paid for. You know, now you'd have to pay for the soil test, but how to interpret that soil test is free. We can help you with that. You know,
so So last year when you had this, it was only one day. Now we're doing it 2 days, right?
Really, it's 1.5 days because it starts, unless you come to the morning program. The morning program on Friday, October the 11th, is going to be the poultry processing program where they actually take the poultry and go from everything to cutting up the meat. And that one is from 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock, and you have to make a reservation for that because and you have to be over 18 for that one. But that one is also free of charge, but it will teach you actually how to process the chicken. And so that's from 9 to noon. But most of it will most of this programming will start from 12 o'clock and will go till sunset. From 3 o'clock on, we'll have some type of programming where we'll have talks. And then it really kicks off on Saturday, where we will be there from 8 o'clock till sunset, talks all day long. There'll be a hayride for kids, you know, things for kids to do, activities for kids. So we have a lot there that I think will – it's a family thing where you can bring your whole family. You can stay all day long. We'll have food vendors there, food trucks there. So you can stay all day long. And we'll have tons of vendors, too, at this conference. So – you know, from knife making, all kinds of areas, you know. There'll be tractor dealerships there. If you want to buy a small tractor, a lawnmower, people will be there. You know, we'll have things that will be for sale there. But also, which is kind of unique, is we will have the animals there with our Ag Center experts. So we'll have chickens there with our Ag Center expert there. The chickens will be in a pen. And you'll walk up to that Ag Center expert, and he'll talk to you about how to have your own flock, you know, or how to have egg production. Or we'll have a beef animal there. We'll have a steer. And we'll have our Ag Center expert will be there, a county agent that's in DeSoto Parish, Josh Sally. He'll be there, and he'll discuss, you know, how to have some cattle, you know, and how to have a few head of cattle. And then, you know, how to grow them out and get them processed, you know. Last year we had a milk cow. I'm not sure we'll have the milk cow this year. We had hogs. We'll have goats. We'll have rabbits. You know, these are things that you could have, you know, especially like rabbits or chickens possibly in a backyard setting. And so I think we cover a lot of these areas. These people are very approachable. They want to talk to you about how to have your own backyard flock of chickens or, you know, how to start your own vegetable garden, how to grow vegetables in a 5 gallon bucket. You know, if you don't have a lot of room, maybe you just have a back patio and you live in a subdivision. And so that's what we're here for. We have our experts here. Anything you ever wanted to know about homesteading, about becoming more self-sufficient, that's what this is all about.
Okay, a follow-up question that I've had one of my listeners, because we had promoted this in our magazine, wanted me to ask you. I don't know if you can answer it. Is it okay in Shreveport and Bossier City to have livestock in your backyard?
So that's something you'll just have to check. I thought I'd read somewhere where Shreveport allowed some chickens, but I'm not sure. So this is something you'll have to check, and it may not be allowed in certain areas.
Series, yeah. As well as probably the subdivision might have an ordinance or their covenants.
There might. So you'll have to check with all that. But if you wanted to do it and if it is allowed – you know, this is where you'll get the information on how to do it, how to start from scratch on how to do it. But, yes, that would be something you definitely need to check first before you buy them, because I would imagine that happens a lot, too. You know, you take your child to a place like Tractor Supply or a feed store, and they have the chicks there, and they talk you into it, and then what? You know, maybe you're not even allowed to have them, you know. So that would be something to definitely worry about. But a lot of times, you know, they'll get those chicks – and they won't live. They'll be a disease or something, or you're not taking care of them correctly. And so that, again, we'll have our experts on hand that will teach you how to do it, how to keep them alive, what to expect, how to get the most egg production. Because if you don't want to, you know, take them out, if you don't want to kill the chicken and process them, you can still get eggs and protein from the eggs, and that can still be your pet and still produce eggs. And there's nothing better than a fresh egg, a farm-raised egg.
So I'm sure our listeners are probably asking, is there a fee, registration fee to attend?
There is no fee to attend, none at all. You just show up, you come to it, and you can stay all day. You can make it an all-day event. You can have the hayride for the kids or, hey, the adults do. There's no fee. If you want to be a vendor, we still have some vendor slots available, and I can give you a contact information on that, too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's going to be Donna Haynes. She's the administrative coordinator, and you can give her a call at 318 318-0971, 318-408-0971, and that's Donna Haynes. You can also go to our Northwest Region Red River Research Station Facebook page. Everything is on that Facebook page. That's the Northwest Region Red River Research Station Facebook page. Everything we do is on that Facebook page, and that's also a good way to get in touch with us. But if you are someone interested in homesteading, it is free, free of charge. We'll have antique tractors there. You know, there'll be things for you to do. There'll be talks, of course, for you to go to if you want to go to those talks. Hayride, you know, there's all kinds of stuff.
And
there.
I'm sure you're going to have a lot of pass out and information that they can
we
take
will.
Home.
We will. There'll be a lot of information there available.
To take home with them.
That's
people
right.
are going to be taking notes. But
that's right.
I'm sure
that's right.
That they would like to have some of it written down or show and tell.
That's right. Our tents will be full of people where you'll be sitting on a hay bale and you'll be listening to our scientists or our parish agents. Research-based information, and those tents will be full of people, so come on over and visit with us.
Okay. You might want to emphasize where is the resource station located. I've been there, but you might want to emphasize
that's
our
a,
listeners.
That's a very good point. That's the home of the Big Red Barn. If you've ever driven south on 71, you'll see that huge red barn that's been there for 75 years, that iconic red barn. And so that is where we're going to be at, the grounds of that research station.
But near the corner of what?
So that is down south on 71. Yeah, so it's 262 Research Station Drive. Okay. But if you go on, just go south, just get out of Bossier a little ways, and you'll see that Red River Research Station sign, and you'll also see that iconic red barn that has been there as a landmark for 75 years. And so that... it'll all take place there at the research station on those grounds. There's some pecan trees. A lot of this will be shaded. We have for our vendors, we have electricity, we have water. You know, so we have the facilities in place to do this now. Last year, we were still building the facilities, and so you know that's kind of where we are. We're getting there where we want to be. This is going to be a yearly occurrence. This is
great.
The second annual.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information about this event. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Barristan and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Barristan and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Dr. Ron Strahan, who is the regional director of the LSU Ag Center, and he's discussing the upcoming 2024 Homesteader Conference that will take place October the 11th and 12th in Bossier City. So, Ron, tell our listeners again, who are the typical attendees at this particular conference?
So we have a variety of people that will be coming to this. There will be people just really just thinking about becoming a homesteader. In other words, they're just thinking about buying some land, maybe moving out of the city. And then there will be people who just live in the city who want to learn how to produce their own food in their backyard. And there'll be people with lots of acres, you know, that maybe don't know what to do with it and just bought some land or whatever, you know. So novices all the way up to people who have been producing their own food for years will be at this conference, and all can benefit from it, including – so we have a class here, an actual talk, where a speaker is going to talk about homesteading 101, how to start your homestead. And so that'll be a big thing to go to. She'll just take you from scratch. You know, you want to become a homesteader? What's my first step? You know, so she's going to talk to you about that. Maybe you want to raise a vegetable garden. Our scientist will be there, a state specialist. Dr. Kiki Fontenot will talk about your best vegetable garden, where how to have your best vegetable garden. Because when it comes to producing food, oftentimes it's yield. You want as much yield as you can get. We want you to get to the point where people hate to see you coming with buckets. You know, you got more squash to give away to people. But and then what do you do with that food? What do you do with all your abundance? Well, we'll have our nutrition agents will be there. Our nutrition and consumer health agents will be there. And they'll tell you how to preserve it, how to can it, how to freeze it. Okay. And so that's another thing
that
I believe
is critical.
That has been lost through the generations of how to do these things. And so our experts will be there, and they'll teach you how. They'll have booths there and demonstrations there showing you how to can and how to freeze food and just ways to preserve it, because it's great. We'll teach you how to raise a huge garden, and you know, the yield's incredibly, but what do you do with it then? You know, and so that's going to get covered in that.
That's critical. I'm glad because in the old days, that's what parents and grandparents used to do. They used to can their vegetables, the pear preserves, the jellies, the jams. But now I don't see a lot of that being done.
That's true. And, you know, like some people may want to become a beekeeper or, you know, learn how to do some beekeeping. Well, we're going to have an expert there discussing beginning beekeeping. Again, we'll have our experts there telling you how to have chickens, how to have egg production. Sometimes people will have a homestead, and they want to just completely leave the city and have a homestead, and they want to produce some income from that homestead. We'll have a speaker there who'll talk about, being able to sell products from your homestead, having something that you can sell, an income from your homestead. So that's a big thing, too. You know, maybe you're retired and you want to have a homestead. Maybe you want to put in some fruit trees and eventually sell the fruit. So or you have organic chicken or something like that. So
I know a lot of people in the area are doing things. What's it called? Aquaponics?
So we'll have an expert on that, too, you know. And so that's using water and soilless media, really, you know. And so we'll have that, and how to have a pond. You know, maybe you want to have a pond on your property. Well, we'll have an expert there that will talk about building a pond, and then maybe you want to stock it with fish. Well, he'll talk to you about fish to stock. So really interesting. And the thing is, we'll have a lot of these talks will be twice during the day, and so if you missed
That's
it one
great.
time, you can go back to it.
So when they come to register, you're going to be giving them all the details of all the courses, right?
Yes. So there's really no registration involved. You know, if you want to come to this Homesteader Conference that's at the Red River Research Station, you just show up that day. You just be part of the crowd, and we'll have parking, plenty of parking there for you. And visit our vendors. We'll have a lot of vendors there. There'll be lots of talks, and, of course, we'll have the hayride. We'll have some ag education all during the day, but there'll be a hayride for the kids and things to do for the kids. So you don't have to worry about that. The kids won't get bored. They're going to have things to do at this Homesteader Conference. Plus, there'll be food trucks, so you'll be able to feed your family. You don't have to leave. You can stay all day long. There'll be something for you to do. There'll be things for you to buy if you want to buy from the vendors. They'll be there selling products and many of these things well related to homesteading. A lot of things there for people to do. We'll have nuisance like you have animals. You have chickens. I know growing up on a farm like I did, we couldn't keep the chickens alive because something was always sitting there waiting to kill them. And so we're actually going to have Billy the Exterminator is going to come and do a presentation on nuisance animals and how to control nuisance animals and what to do about it. So a local celebrity, really actually a national celebrity, and we really appreciate him being here. So he's going to be here on Saturday talking about nuisance animals and what to do about them, you know. Coyotes are a big deal. What do you do about coyotes? You know, what do you about wild hogs? What do you, you know, so many things. Skunks can be a problem when it comes to chickens. There's so many things that'll take a chicken out.
Chicken out quickly. Yeah. Billy the Exterminator. I'm glad he's a remarkable.
Yes.
I haven't seen him and talked with him for a long time ago.
Looking forward to that. Big fan of his.
The other thing that I think I was reading, backyard pecans. More and more people are wanting to have pecan trees.
So we have an Ag Center expert in that area. He's a professor, and he's based in Alexandria at the Dean Lee Research Station. He's going to come up and talk about how to have a backyard pecan orchard and varieties to choose that will do well in this area. You know, this area is kind of known for pecan production, and so we'll have that person there. If you want to know anything about pecans, he is a bona fide expert in that area. And he'll be great to speak to, and he'll have a presentation there in one of our tents. And so, again, I think you'll find something all day long there, talks to go to, and experts will be on hand. Our animal booths will be there with our experts at those animal booths, and there'll be something for everybody here, including kids, at this event.
Well, I will tell you that there's some senior citizens and boomers like me out there going to probably want to attend the class on beginning beekeeping, because I've had so many guys tell me that that's what they want to start doing in the future.
Well, that is something there is a lot of interest in, and honey, of course, very nutritious. And Billy Hummer, a local bee producer, a honey producer, is going to be there, and he's going to be our speaker. He's a very good speaker, highly regarded, and he's going to be the person discussing backyard honey production and beekeeping and how to get started in it. Yeah.
And the other thing is, those of you that love blueberries and blackberries are going to also be courses there.
That's correct. There'll be talks on that, and then how to keep the diseases are a big deal for blackberries and blueberries. And so we'll have an expert there, actually from Mississippi State will be there, and she'll discuss how to keep diseases off these particular plants. And
But aren't those getting very popular for people having acreage?
They are.
It's going to be difficult to have one in the backyard a lot. But
It is. You know, the thing is, blackberry, blueberry, they're all superfruits, and so very healthy, and people are really getting back into that, trying to figure out ways to keep themselves healthy and prevent cancer. And so we actually have a talk on superfruits, and he's retired from the University of Arkansas, and he's going to discuss some of the superfruits that are out there. Elderberry is one of them, and so I think we got so many areas covered with this event.
I'm impressed of all the experts you're having in and all the different speakers and topics.
I think once you go there, you will be there all day, because you'll be able to stay there and eat, but there'll be a talk that you'll want to go to, or you'll want to ride the hayride. There'll be something for you to do all day long.
Okay, so in closing, let's tell it's going to be October the 11th.
October the 11th and 12th.
Mm-hmm. And from 12 noon on October 11th to sunset, and October 12th from 8 a.m. to sunset. And more information can be received by visiting your Facebook page,
Yes, the Facebook page, and also you can call Donna Haynes, who's very much involved in everything we're doing there, at 318-408-0971. Remember that Homesteader Conference? You don't have to pay. It's free. You just show up. If you want to be a vendor, contact Donna Haynes, and she can line you up with a vendor booth. We'd love to have you. It's very inexpensive to have a booth. It's $20 for a 10x10 booth space. And if you want to bring equipment, it's $100, you know, like a lot of equipment, like a tractor, lawnmowers, things like that. So we got the space for you, no doubt about it.
That's awesome.
Love to have you. You'll get lots of people. You'll get a lot of action. If you have a vendor booth, you'll get a lot of people coming to your booth.
Well, I encourage all of my listeners out there in Texas and Southwest Arkansas to come join this. It's going to be a great opportunity.
Love to have you.
Great opportunity. And again, I wish Ron, you and your staff and everybody success on this second annual event, and hopefully it's going to be a record attendance.
Love to have you October the 11th and 12th, and many future events coming up too. So just look, go to our Facebook page and just look at some of the new events that are going to be coming up.
Well, this is going to be an awesome event. It's going to definitely help individuals as well as many, many people throughout our area as well. So I'm really proud. I'm really proud that that you came on the Best of Times to educate all of my many thousands of listeners. And by the way, it's also in our magazine. We did promote it in there for
them.
Hopefully they're going to get more and more people to attend this year than ever before. So again, it's October the 11th and 12th in Bossier City, and learn more about it by visiting, go to our website at thebestoftimesnews.com, or you can also, as you mentioned, visit the Homesteader Facebook page. Is it Homesteader Facebook?
It's actually the Northwest Region Red River Research Station Facebook page, and of course you can also just call the Red River Research Station, and we'll give you all the information that you need. But October the 11th and 12th, if you have any interest at all, you just show up there. And if you're having a little trouble getting around, we'll have shuttles that will take you to the location of the conference from wherever you park. And so don't feel like if you're maybe a little disabled and have trouble getting around, we will have a way to get you to the actual conference from wherever you're parking. So,
well, thank you for coming on our show today. Best wishes, and best wishes for a big, successful event.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Please thank our sponsors and advertisers who support our radio show and our magazine. Be sure to tell your friends to listen to another show the next Saturday morning for information that could benefit them or their loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times, both today and every day. Have a great day.